USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is slightly higher this month. The University of Michigan's early reading for October edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. However, more Americans remain gloomy when it comes to the outlook for inflation. Speaking in London on Friday, UK Prime Minister Liz Truss speaks about replacing the country's finance minister after his plan to cut taxes sent their currency plummeting in value. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Truss says the mission remains the same.
My priority is making sure we deliver the economic stability that our country needs.
Climate activists went after a famous painting at the National Gallery in London.
Climate activists have resorted to attempted violence to advance their narrative. Video footage shows two people in Stop Oil t-shirts opening tomato soup tins and throwing the contents on the masterpiece, Van Gogh's Sunflowers, at the National Gallery in London. The two then glued their hands to the wall. The Metropolitan Police said two people have been arrested. The gallery said the painting was covered by glass and therefore not damaged. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Homeowners associations can be a benefit, but according to some, they're ruining Halloween. A recent survey from Home Advisor shows people who live under HOAs have more negative things to say about them than positive. Two out of three homeowners say holiday decoration restrictions are too strict when it comes to getting into Halloween or Christmas spirit. Most of the people surveyed say they would rather live without an HOA, saying it causes them regular stress. Wall Street ends the week on a negative note. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 403 points to close at 29,634. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida communities are still recovering from the impact of Hurricane Ian, but some residents are having trouble getting the assistance they need to repair or rebuild their homes. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says residents may be getting denied because of a lack of information and shares how they can resolve it.
Just see what they're looking for. You can go to the DRCs. We've got a number of disaster recovery centers now up in Southwest Florida, actually throughout the affected counties, even beyond Southwest Florida. People can there. They can help you get through this process.
FEMA says it's put at least $270 million back into the pockets of Florida hurricane victims. The father of a Parkland, Florida school shooting victim says the gunman avoiding the death sentence is beyond him.
I thought I was prepared to hear anything yesterday, but I think that may well have been because I expected to hear the death sentence.
Fred Gutenberg said after the trial, constantly for the past 3 months, he can't believe a juror who heard the testimony wouldn't decide the death penalty was appropriate. Russia plans to finish its repairs to the Crimea Bridge by July of next year. A decree published on the Russian government's portal says the country appointed a company as the sole contractor for the bridge's restoration. The bridge was damaged by an explosion last weekend, which Russia blames on Ukraine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.